95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Brew Review. As we wrap up our 2022 Morning Hog Brew Review SR Perot campaign.
I thought it'd be more words. A little sad?
Yeah, it's almost sentimental, but then we, you know, a group hug would be inappropriate now because we still have more beer to drink.
But I did find out we'll be back for next year.
But wow! What? Look at that! We're back for 2023!
Yes! Look out! Boom.
This is the correct answer. Wow, this is exciting. What a great announcement. Didn't expect that.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, Merry Christmas.
In that case, screw the sentimentality. Let's drink.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
So, speaking of which.
Sure.
Figured we'd kind of end off with some high ABV stuff.
Okay.
So, this guy is going to be at 10%.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year.
And it's our friends at Bell's. Oh. So, this is the much coveted Bell's Hopslinger.
Oh, my God.
This is the beer I probably get asked about the most when it's going to be in.
Okay. I had hoarded one of these beers from last year about 2 weeks ago on a late Saturday night after watching some USC fights. I thought, I'll just grab this thing, forgetting what I learned on the brew review, thinking, what's that, a 6 or a 7? So when all 10% set in,
right,
I forgot all the rest of the beers.
So Bell's Hop Slam is actually a pretty interesting beer when it comes to the ABV and age, right?
Right.
So with it being essentially a double IPA, those hops are going to fall off after some time.
Right.
But you're going to get this like crazy malt and honey flavor.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's recommended you drink it the first 3 months. It's not going to go bad on you.
Right.
But you're going to get a whole different flavor if you drink it 6 months from now.
Right.
So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. The 10% made me forget the flavor that I had, which is fine.
Yeah, it's still going to be delicious. It's just going to have this whole different flavor profile, which is it's actually kind of cool. But like I said, when it comes to hops, there's 6 different types of hops in here.
That's phenomenal. And hence the hop slam, right? It's like a mosh pit of hops.
They're just, punching you right in the mouth with it. But also there's a little bit of honey in there.
Yeah.
To kind of help, fill out the back end of that malt.
Right.
This is fantastic.
No, he doesn't, by the way, Justin, not a bit of honey. There's not a bit of honey bar in there. That's not, it's not like a fun-sized bit of honey. It's just a bit of honey. Get that right.
Yeah.
Unless you want to drop a bit of honey in there, that's not a bad idea. Something to try for the holidays. But I love this beer a lot. Now, this is not a year-round, or it is a year-round?
No, this is a special release. Okay. You get a very, very limited amount.
Oh, boy.
I think we only got in 4 or 5 kegs and maybe 40 cases.
Oh, boy.
So definitely check out the website. If you see it, do not hesitate because it will be gone.
So srperot.com/beer finder. But you better find it yourself.
Exactly.
Just go search. I'm going to go to Total Wine as soon as we're done here and demand it. Josh said,
I'll do that.
There you go. Or you can look for the brew review rack at Total Wine.
By the way, I got a photo of me next to the brew review rack. And I was thinking maybe since now I know we're good for 2023, maybe you'd like to get a picture of me in this festive holiday sweater on it. I could be doing like a New Kids on the Block pose like this.
I feel like we'd have to send.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea. Plus, plus in January, this won't mean anything. All right. Well, Steve and I'll post for photos after the beard comes off. Yeah, it's probably good. Fresh and new for the new year. Before we get to that new year, though, you're about to blast our taste buds with something special.
I am. It's almost like dessert. Right?
Okay.
So one of the most popular cocktails in America right now, ironically enough, is an espresso martini. Next time you're in a bar,
bar, okay,
look around. And I guarantee you'll see at least 1 or 2 people with an espresso martini.
I feel like I'm about to get a coffee blast in my snout.
So, this guy clocks in at 10% as well.
10%?
Zero sugar.
Okay.
So, this is from Crooked Marker. Yeah. Crooked Marker. This is their organic espresso martini.
Okay.
This is not spirit-based. It is malt-based. However, at 10%, it doesn't drink like it's 10%.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. There is no afterburn on it. I had this the other day.
How dark that is.
And I was shocked at the fact that it tastes like something that's 5%.
Yeah.
So these could be very dangerous very quickly.
Oh, this
is... In the best way possible.
I mean, the aftertaste is very candy-ish. It's almost Kool-Aid-ish.
Right.
In the best possible way.
Yeah, so 10%. It definitely finishes. But, like I said, zero sugar.
Okay.
So there is still some sweetness in there.
Yeah.
I think they're USD, whatever, certified organic.
Yeah.
They have some really cool stuff. But this is the newest from Cook & Marker, so definitely
check it. Is it caffeinated? It has to be caffeinated, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know how that
I feel a rush going somewhere in my body right now. It's good, whatever it is. I feel like I want to go race, take a lap.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wonder if there is some caffeine.
Little holiday race.
You get a little bit of vanilla in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very much. That's what on that back end. That sweetness on the back end. Nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See? This Josh knows his stuff.
Eh, something like that.
Yeah. You know, and by the way, if you, I would assume if you chase one of these down, you want to put this in the mix with whatever else you're having in the holidays. You want
to. So with the espresso martini, you might be able to get away with pouring this in a coffee cup first thing in the morning when you go to open up.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a really good idea, Steve. Let's think about this. Right. New year, new coffee mug full of this stuff. Go out and talk to coworkers. Eventually, you don't even know what they're saying.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I'll just be looking at them. Yeah. My eyes will cross like this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're making copies.
What?
Right. Yeah. You just taught me at the hiccups. Yeah. Don't explain why.
Yeah.
Wow. What if, and by the way, thank you for a whole year of incredible flavors.
Thank you to all our breweries for, you know, providing us with amazing products, you know, weekly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, think about, I don't know how many weeks in the year there are. I don't have a calendar, but there's 52. A lot of them. Well, I don't know about that, but there's a lot of them. And to imagine that somehow you've managed to bring us a new flavors every time.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you think about it, we've had almost 50, you know, almost 50 weeks now of pretty much new flavors. We've had some repeats, but they usually have new variations of that. So it's just awesome.
I love it. Widen that palate. SRProduct.com/beerfinder if you want to find any of those great flavors. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
You as well.
We're going to skip a New Year episode and just start fresh in 2023.
Next year.
Oh, boy. You want to get together and we'll watch some football next week then?
Yeah.
All right.
You won't cry?
Well, it depends on what. If my team doesn't win,
All right.
Okay. Cheers.
Yeah. Riggs gets emotional.